6822.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's a nice, quiet morning, so if you've wanted to call in the past and haven't been able to get through, now is the time to call, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Kenton from Cape Cod with a question about restarting his garden.
Kenton, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a question in regards to a flower garden. This has to do with up in the mid-Maine area, China, Maine. It's overgrown, like really bad. We pulled out a lot of weeds, but it's got a lot of grass, and I just figured that I'm going to start just from scratch next year, and I was wondering what I can do now to clean everything out of there with as less work as possible.
Okay. So did you want to save perennials that are in there, or are you just going to pull everything out?
No, I'm just going to. It's so bad, I'm just going to clean everything out.
Okay. What I would do is, if it's a small garden, something that you can handle, probably the easiest would be just to get a pitchfork, loosen up the plants, pull them out, shake off the soil, and dispose of those plants, and get everything clean now while you have the time. And that way, when you get back up there in the spring, the soil will be ready. So you could dig them all up now, put some compost, some animal manure, and get everything ready for spring planting. And, you know, do as much as you can. I'm not saying you have to do the whole garden, but the more you do now, the easier it's going to be. And especially grasses. If you can get the grasses out of there, because a lot of your grasses, if you look at your garden closely, you're probably going to see they have like a seed head attached to them. And that seed head, if that's allowed to mature and the seeds fall in your garden, they're going to come right back with vengeance. Now, if you don't have the time to pull them all out and you've got a push lawnmower, go through the garden and mow it right down to the ground, and at least the force of the lawnmower will cut and blow all of the weed seeds out of the garden, or if you have a bagger, into a bag, and it will eliminate seeds staying into the soil to give you even more problem next year. So, you know, you can do a combination. You can mow everything and then dig it up. You can just mow it and leave it, or just dig it all up and condition it and get it ready for spring planting. But I would definitely get started now. If the garden is large and you're unable to clean it at this time, a broadleaf weed killer like Roundup, you're getting to a time of the year where it's almost done. You need to have temperatures in the high 60s, low 70s for 3 or 4 days in a row, or 3 or 4 days during the week, for the weed killer to be active in the plant. If you have daytime temperature in the 40s and 50, and China is in central Maine, you know, you're not going to have many days at 70, so a non-selective weed killer like Roundup is not going to do the job because of temperature. So if it's a big area, you can't work on it, mow it. Get all the weed seeds out, clean it up, and then in the spring, you can rototill everything if it's a big area. We'll clean it all up, rake it, and replant. So you've got several choices, but I think to try and kill everything with something like Roundup, you may be a little bit too late. If you lived on Cape Cod, Connecticut, Rhode Island, no problem. But central Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, upper state New York, it's kind of iffy temperature-wise to make the product do the job correctly. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Peg from Vermont with a question about Jerusalem artichokes.
Peg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. This is truly an honor. Good. I love your show, and I love all
Thank
the information.
I have
a very large 10 by 50 patch of Jerusalem artichokes. They've done well. This year, they haven't. Is there something I can do? We clean all the sticks out in the spring and cut it down. Is there something I can do to encourage growth? They used to be 8 to 10 feet tall with these huge stalks with lovely flowers, and I get very little of that now.
Okay.
What do I need to do to prep it this winter or maybe next spring?
Well, I tell you what. I would take all the foliage, all of the plant down to the ground as soon as you have had a good killing frost.
Okay.
So just at that point, mow it out, clean it all up. And if you can put a slow-release organic fertilizer on it now. Now, you can use seaweed kelp that you can just broadcast and cultivate it in. And that's why it would be easier if you could cut everything down or mow everything down. You can buy a product called Plant Tone or Flower Tone, which is organic. Sprinkle that in the garden, and then just take either a hand cultivator or a steel rake and scratch it into the ground a little bit. And all of the nice weather between now and when the ground freezes and the rain that we get will release some of that fertilizer that the root system and the bulb of your artichoke will absorb, and that will help to make it stronger for the winter. Now, what's nice about organic fertilizer will not release when the ground is frozen. So whatever the plant does not use now and in the days to come will just sit there. And in the early spring, as the ground begins to thaw, it can pull that fertilizer until you reapply it again in May. And I think that's going to make a big, big difference. Now, I want you to try something new next year. I want you to pick up a container of Mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza is a new technology, and it's bacteria. It's a microbe that will stimulate the root system of the plant to make it grow faster and create a bigger root system than normal. Your Jerusalem artichokes, you're eating the root system. So if you can stimulate it, then the top will become bigger more colorful with flowers also. So whack it down. Use a granular organic fertilizer. In the spring, a granular organic fertilizer again. Because if you buy a 10-10-10, you apply it in, let's say, May. It lasts 30 days and then it's gone. If you use an organic, like Plant Tone or Dr. Earth vegetable fertilizer, because it's organic, it will last 60 to 90 days. So 2 to 3 times longer for the same money. How can you beat that? And then put the mycorrhiza. That will be a big, big difference in the quality of your artichokes. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about peppers. I guess we'll get to him next.
Okay,
huh?
Joe, you hold on. We're coming up to a break. And when we come back, we will talk about your peppers.
Fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we're going to go back to Joe in Rhode Island with his question about peppers.
Okay, Joe, good morning. Tell me what's happening with your peppers.
Good morning, Paul. It's a beautiful day. I had a fantastic year with peppers this year, and I just finished picking the rest of them. I picked a big basket. I'd like to know, will they freeze well? Can you put them
they
in the freezer?
Freeze. Yeah, they do. Every year I make spaghetti sauce, and like you, all of a sudden they start coming in and the tomatoes come in. And to try and help speed up the process, I'll harvest all my peppers, and I will chop them all up, throw them into the freezer, and that way when I want to make my sauce or we want to use some for cooking, we open up the Ziploc bag, take a handful out, and throw it into soups. And onions will do the same thing. So if you have a surplus crop of onions, you can chop them all up, put them in a Ziploc bag and freeze them. And for soups and stews and things like that, they are incredible when you're cooking with them.
You don't have to blanch them?
Nope.
Okay.
I have never blanched anything. I just, as I said, I would just wash them real well, split them in half, clean out all of the seeds and all of that little cartilage on the inside, and then I'll either cut them into strips or chunks, put them into a Ziploc bag, throw them into the freezer, and they've done very, very well. And I've kept some till beyond Christmas. And again, I just open up the Ziploc bag, grab a handful or whatever I need, and throw it into soups or stews, and they are fabulous. So I've never blanched them.
You know, they say you have to blanch beans and stuff like that, but I didn't know if you had to blanch the peppers.
Yeah, peppers and onions, again, I have never blanched. I have blanched beans, and I've blanched corn and other vegetables, but onions and green beans, green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, orange peppers. I have never blanched them. I just chop them, bag them, freeze them, and then I use them as I need them during the winter months. So you give that a try, and I think you're going to be in great shape. It's such a thin-skinned vegetable that I think if you blanch them and then you freeze them, they're going to turn to mush. And if you go to use them for cooking later, they're just going to crumble and fall apart. You'll still have the flavor, but you won't have any body to it. I've always just done it that way, and it's worked real, real well. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together to help you to have a great gardening season. If you get a chance, go to our website, paulparent.com, just like mom and dad. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. There's some great information every single week on the newsletter. And this past week, if you get a chance and you don't receive it already, click on the newest newsletter. And I wrote the history of growing pumpkins. Pumpkins that we have today is an American vegetable. It does not come from overseas. It comes from the United States. And our Native American Indians survived on pumpkins during the harsh winter. And there's documented information that if the pilgrims did not have pumpkins, they would not have survived the winter. And we probably would not be here today. So the pumpkin has a lot of great information. So go to it, paulparent.com. While you're there, take a look at our trip that we're planning in May to the Chelsea Flower Show. This is an incredible flower show. It's outdoors, it's in, and you will absolutely love it. Click on it and look at the videos from Chelsea to see what it looked like this year. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tetler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dan from New Hampshire with a question about woodpeckers.
Hey, Dan, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. How do I discourage woodpeckers from pecking around the house? The trees are around 20 feet away, and there's about four of them that the woodpecker's been destroying.
I got an email from a listener. We had this question last week, and I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to really get back to everybody. But I had a man who emailed me, and he said he had the same problem. And what he did is he used a square piece of wood that he sprayed fluorescent orange. And he just tacked it up right near where the woodpecker was very, very active. And the woodpecker stopped bothering the area. And for some reason, just that square piece of wood that was a fluorescent orange color, it kept them away. I'll tell you what I will do for you. I'll find the email, and I'll put the information up on my in the newsletter for this coming week. But he said that he had tried all kinds of sprays on the house. Nothing really worked. He just got beyond himself and just was going crazy because nothing would stop. And the woodpeckers were making so much damage. But he said he just took just a piece of wood. Somebody had told him to do this. And he put this piece of wood that had been sprayed fluorescent orange. And it stopped. And let's see. Oh, I just found it. Here it is. He said, fasten a most, let's see. Spray paint a day glow orange paint on a piece of any kind of wood next to the hole. This works whether the woodpecker is on painted or non-painted surfaces. Works every time, guaranteed. And it was Tom, who's a carpenter from Nantucket. Okay? So he took a 4-inch piece of white cedar, probably could use pine. He sprayed it day glow orange and nailed it next to the hole. And the woodpecker stopped damaging the home. What do you get to lose? Just the cost of a little bit of day glow orange paint. Give it a try and let us know how it works. But I'll put this email on our website on Thursday for our email newsletter. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from Cape Cod with a question about weeds.
Hey, Chris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning. I was wondering what I should do with my yard. I haven't lived here in 3 years. I moved away, and I have all perennials and ground cover, no grass in my yard, but there's all types of weeds like Creeping Charlie. So what should I do this fall to help it for next spring?
Okay. Well, if you want to kill all of the weeds in your lawn area, there's a product called Weed Beater Ultra or Weed Be Gone Max, M-A-X. Not regular Weed Be Gone, but Weed Be Gone Max and Weed Beater Ultra. Now, if your daytime temperature is going to hit 70, then you spray it directly on the weeds in the morning, and it will absorb it, and it will take care. Now, Creeping Charlie is a very tough weed. You're going to need to give it a second application a week from when you do it. So if you do it today, next Sunday, give it a second shot. Most of your broadleaf weeds, dandelion, chickweed, clover, that type of stuff, one application will knock it out. But Creeping Charlie, ground ivy, ajuga, they are very, very strong, have a big root system, and you do need to give them a second application. And most of the garden centers would either have Weed Beater Ultra or Weed Be Gone Max. No rain when you apply it for 24 hours. And if you can apply it first thing in the morning, when it's going to be at least 70, it will take care of the problem. It's a great product, and it does do a good job for you. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Beth from Massachusetts with a question about rhododendron.
Good morning, Beth. How can we help you with your
Still River, Mass., which is part of the town of Harvard, Massachusetts?
Yes.
And okay. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I have a question about rhododendron. We're wondering if we can go, how we would go about doing root cuttings from rhododendron this time of year.
Well, your root cuttings right now will not do very well unless you can bring them inside the house, because the ground is going to freeze. If you want to get quicker results, Beth, this is what I'd like to have you do. If you've got some rhododendrons and you like those particular varieties and you have some lower branches that you can bend and have them touch the ground, what you're going to do is this. Bend the branch down so it hits the ground. Then dig a hole about a foot away from the end of your branch. Dig a hole about 3 inches deep. Bend the branch so that you know where it's going to go into the ground, and then you're going to have to bend the tip coming out so the branch will look like the letter U. Where you bend the branch into the ground, take a sharp knife, like a steak knife, rub it on the branch all the way around that branch to remove the bark of the plant. Push the scraped up bark into the hole, cover it with soil, and to keep it in the ground, if you take a wire coat hanger, cut it in two or three pieces, and you make like a big bobby pin. And you would push that bobby pin of made from the coat hanger to hold the branch underground. And if you leave it there from now until May, in May, it will have a root system on it. You just cut it from the mother plant, and you've got a plant with its own root system and all of the new growth on it. It's a lot easier, it's a lot faster, and it's a lot less work. Because if you do a root cutting, you need to provide heat and light and everything else. And this time of the year, going into the winter, just a few weeks away, the ground is getting colder and colder before long it's going to freeze, and the root cuttings just won't work. But if you can layer it underground, it works wonderful. 3-inch hole, bend your branch like the letter U, going in and then coming out with foliage above the ground about maybe anywhere from 6 to 12 inches. And where it's underground, remove the bark with your knife. Just rub it back and forth. Pin it into the soil. Cover it. And by May, June, you should have a root system on that plant. Then you just cut it free from the mother, and away you go. It works on azaleas, mount laurel, holly, all of the ilex family, boxwood, forsythia, lilacs, anything that's got some flexibility to it. You can make a new plant by layering it underground. Give it a try. Thank you. 800-259-9231 is our phone number. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Rhode Island with a question about arborvitae.
Good morning, John. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. I planted about 30 arborvitaes in August, and about 10 or 12 of them have turned brown from top to bottom.
From top to bottom?
Yeah.
Well, if they've turned brown top to bottom, then it's time to go visit the nursery where you bought them and let them know, because they should be green still at this point.
Uh-huh.
Let them know now.
Yeah.
That the plants have died, and that when spring arrives, I would have them give you a credit for 4 new plants when the new stock comes in during April.
Uh-huh.
And then all of the other plants that are there, I would buy a liquid mycorrhiza. Now, it's called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And I would give each of those arborvitae plants a couple of gallons of liquid Thrive. Thrive is a root-stimulating fertilizer. The ground is so warm, and if you can hit all of the others with it, it will help them to produce a bigger root system until the ground freezes, and that will help to make them stronger going into the winter months. But the ones that are dead, call the nursery and ask them, say, I bought some plants from you. I've got four that are dead. Do you want me to dig them up and bring them to you? Or how do you want me to handle it because, you know, they need to be replaced by you? Do that. But don't wait until the spring months. If you bought them in August, they should be alive at this time of the year. You're only talking August, September, October. So they must have a guarantee that's longer than 90 days. And if they don't, then that's not the place for you to shop. They should guarantee the plants for one growing season. 800-259-9231. Our website, paulparent.com. Check it out. Great newsletter. It's free every single Thursday. Just sign up for it. Put in your email address. And check out our trip to the Chelsea Flower Show in May.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Arlene from Mass with a question about orange trees.
Good morning, Arlene. How can we help you with your orange tree?
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I enjoy your show very much. Yes, I'm from West Yarmouth on the Cape, and we go to Florida for the winter, and we have two fruit trees down there that the leaves are turning black, or big black specks all over the leaves. And it does get down to the fruit by the time it's picking time. Now, we have
If you rub the leaf, Arlene, do your fingers turn black? Is it like a black powder that's on the foliage?
Yes. And I asked in Florida, we're on the West Coast, I asked the garden center down there, and they planted the trees for us, the two, one grapefruit and one navel orange. And they said, take soap and water and wash it off. Well, it does come off. I went out there with a bucket, and I got a lot of it off of soap and, you know, just regular dish detergent and water. It comes off. But the next year, it seems to be back on again. And I can't wash the whole tree. It's a big tree. They're about 18 years old now.
Okay. What you have, Arlene, is this. You have on your tree something called scale. And scale is like a little turtle. So before you leave to go to Florida, go to a garden center here and tell them what you want is something called all season oil. Okay? All season oil. Now, what you're going to do, when you get to Florida, you're going to just take Dawn. Dawn is the best soap for taking what you have on your tree is called sooty mold. The scale is sucking energy out of your tree, and because it's warm, the liquid that he's sucking out of the tree is very thin, and it's coming into his stomach too fast, so he's actually spitting some of it out, and it's pure sugar. And as it sticks to the foliage, it develops a black mold called sooty mold. So what you need to do is to take some Dawn and warm water, apply it to the foliage, let it sit on there for a few minutes to soften up that sticky solution, and then try and spray it off with your garden hose. Once you've cleaned the tree, you're going to take this all season oil and you're going to spray it on your tree. And it will kill the scale. That way the tree will not turn black. And I would spray it as soon as you get done washing it. I would wait 2 weeks, do it again. I would wait 2 weeks and do it a third time. And then before you leave Florida to come back to Cape Cod, I would give it one more additional spray. Because what happens is the scale is like a turtle. You kill the adults by suffocating them. The oil will plug up all of the pores on the shell of the insect. So you kill the mother. Underneath the mother are eggs. The eggs will hatch. They will crawl out. And you'll have a brand new problem. So if you can kill the mother, give it a couple of weeks, the eggs will hatch, new ones will come out, you spray it, you wait two more weeks, so three applications, 2 weeks apart, and then one before you leave in March or April before you come home, and your tree will not turn black. But you have scale, and you need to kill it. And the best way without poisoning the citrus is with all-season oil. Have a great week, everybody. Tom, thank you for a great job as usual. Bye-bye, everybody.